Good evening.
This is Ghostly Talk. second one of the year, isn't it?
Yeah, second show of the year.
Yeah, you missed the first show.
Yeah.
But I had a lot of fun. I got to talk.
And you did.
Yeah, and I did. And I
enjoyed it.
I actually filled 2 hours and with the
Internet radio is going to take over the planet. Do you understand?
It's certainly getting there. Anyway, with the wonderful help of Bonnie,
yeah,
and Kelly and Will and Wayne was here. And, of
Everybody
course, Mike from Providence called in last week. Mm-hmm. It was awesome. I'm Doug.
I'm Scott L.
And I'm Karma.
Oh, my gosh. What did I just hear in my headphone?
We have a new voice here. What's going on?
Oh, my gosh. Welcome back, Karma.
Thank you very much. I wasn't out because I was sick. I was getting a sex change.
It's quite different, yeah.
Carman.
Carman.
You can call me Carlos now.
Carlos. Carmine. Carmine.
Carmine Ragusa.
I like Carmine.
Carmine Ragusa.
That's got that gangster feel to it. You want to go with Carmine?
Yeah, Carmine.
Carmine. Okay.
And I got to say, the new member she had sewn on, it's phenomenal.
Yeah?
Puts all of ours to shame.
Well, that's the thing you get to pick out of a catalog. So.
Well, yeah. You just get the spread out. Any color you want. It's like flying blind, you know?
Oh, man.
So, yeah, congratulations on the new one.
Yeah.
It's chocolate.
Yeah.
It's chocolate. I always wanted to be black from the waist down, so. Congratulations. Yeah.
And dang. It'll poke your eye out.
Ow.
So don't drop anything, you might get poked.
I know. She came by to see the condo last night, and I dropped, you know, the ashtray and went to pick it up. And
that's
when I found out. She didn't tell me. She waited to surprise me, you see.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm so glad you're doing well.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It
was good, too. Honey.
Yeah.
He's jealous because mine's bigger now.
I'm pissed, man. She, like, harked this thing and just, like, uncoiled it and threw it on the table.
Oh, my God.
Kind of hefted it over her shoulder. And I'm like, you know, of course me, I'm like, you know,
bring new meaning to the little song, "Do Your Ears Hang Low."
You're looking at my
Just okay.
Yeah. So anyway, this is Ghostly Talk. We're broadcast live on Pioneer Radio Sunday nights from around and about 7 p.m. Eastern until
roughly
9
7 p.m. to about 9:20.
We follow or overlap Ghost Tracker Radio. And, Ghost Tracker, that's out of Florida. They Jeff and Melody, they do Ghost Tracker Radio,
yeah.
Just before Ghostly Talk. And they have an hour and a half now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is just, it's wonderful.
It's amazing. Well, I get to hear some of it now. They were going over photographs, the part that I heard today. They were going over ghost photographs and talking about them. Yeah.
We've done that in the past, actually. We haven't done that in a while, though.
Haven't done that in a while,
We haven't really taken anything that really was like, whoa. Except for that one that's on the website. If you guys haven't checked that out yet, a couple weekends ago, we did an investigation. Michigan Ghostbusters did an investigation at a gentleman's home, and Wayne for Michigan Ghostbusters shot a picture of the ceiling.
It was the three children faces.
Well, it's just one. I
no,
saw
no, this
one.
Is one face yeah, I one saw, face. But other it's people have seen others in
the
there.
The title underneath it says three upside down.
Oh, that's what Kelly saw.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's on the site, though. Go to the picture section, go down to the bottom, and there's investigation photos, which also, if you're a member of the site, you can add your own photos there, too, if you want.
They can add into the investigations or only the listeners?
They can add in any of those.
Oh, really?
Add in any of those, yeah.
Uh-oh.
No, there's no problem with that.
Well, I'm going to have to stop those National Enquirer people from following me around then. if they're able to just add in all those photos of my daily life, I'm scared to death.
Well, no, like the investigation. I mean, if it's done, no pictures from like porn sites, all right?
Yeah.
We'll put the rules down.
I was going to bring that up. When I was flipping through there, I seen a picture of, it was obviously a ghost, but the photo of the naked girl in it kind of distracts you from really focusing on it.
Oh, the orbs and stuff those are natural orbs. Yeah.
That's actually telling the young lady you're going to hell for doing what you're doing.
Right. So
but if you have investigation photos, add them to there. Put your name on there, and that way it's you know.
Yeah, credit yourself.
Credit yourself, of
course. Yeah.
I threw some pictures up there from like 2001, actually.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, that's the thing. Our website is, of course, ghostlytalk.com. And there's almost always somebody on there. I was on there last night, and I was remarking in the chat room. I'm like, I can't believe there were, like, 12 people on. There were 12 guests and one member. I was the member. I know that.
Yeah.
And I was like, there's all these people hitting our website now. I think it's absolutely fascinating.
I'd like to see people contributing more, though. I'd like to see people putting more stuff up.
Well, that's the thing. I don't know if they know the picture section. Like, I can imagine people would go to the picture section once, maybe, and look at them and say, ooh, that's pretty cool.
A bunch of dorks. Yeah.
And then, look at all these geeks in the basement, you know. and then what happens, though, is that's really kept fresh.
Yeah.
I mean, I posted because Rich Harrison, who does Crumbs from the Cosmic Cookie, he had remarked, nobody's ever seen the death scored.
Yeah, I saw that go up.
We talk about it constantly, don't we?
Yeah.
And
there's a picture up there. You can actually see it.
You can see the death score in action. My ghost hunting kit is on the top of the death score.
It actually looks like the car is moving. It kind of looks like one of those Dukes of Hazzard toys. Like when you first buy it, it had like the car, like, you know, in its massive action, like jumping over something. Your car kind of looks like that,
It was almost growling.
You
took
that picture to Photoshop, though, didn't you?
I
barely recognized it.
Yeah. I did. I had to paint it white.
We Photoshopped the rust off of it.
Yeah,
stuff like that.
Some of it, anyway, the big spots. But, yeah, no, it's definitely the death score, and it was, I think that was either just before or just after it got levitated.
You should have put Pam Anderson in the
Oh, we could have done that.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Pam Anderson riding shotgun on the death score.
With, like, a proton pack on her back or something. Yeah.
I wouldn't let her in my car.
Yeah?
I wouldn't want her getting that hepatitis C on my seats and stuff like that.
Well, I don't think it just comes off of you, does it?
Well, I don't want to take a chance, though.
Bodily fluids.
Knowing her, she just eats plenty of it, so
drooling over your hot bod and stuff.
Well, of course, you know, I mean.
If she starches that seat, you're in trouble.
Uh-huh. So you want to be careful.
Keep her on your car, too, man. I have to ride shotgun and that thing every once in a while. I don't want to sit on her hepatitis C.
Well, you know, the death score does have a legend to it. And the legend is of the passenger seat. But, no, unfortunately, it's not that Pam Anderson rode there. It's just that whenever we go out ghost hunting and stuff, it seems that the passenger in the death score falls asleep.
Always.
I don't know what it is. Will has been victim of the passenger seat in the death cart. You've fallen asleep.
I was actually reflecting on that the other day.
You actually fell asleep in the driver's seat one time.
Yeah, that was an interesting morning.
We were coming back from
I remember the Christmas party like a year and a half. Well, not this Christmas, but the Christmas before. I remember I was just plowed out of my mind.
We get in the car,
and as we stumble to the car, it's like 5 in the morning, and I'm like, all right, you're like, dude, just crash if you have to. I'm like, man, I'm fine, dude. I'm okay. And I don't remember anything after that. I remember pulling into the driveway
just
going, hey, dude, wake up.
If you have to, and you were driving?
No, I was
passenger.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Okay.
But, yeah, we go out ghost hunting, we come back, and whoever's in the passenger seat is always asleep.
It's a long night, man. You crash.
I've never been on the death
scene. Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh.
Can we go out after the show?
Okay, cool. Yeah.
Check
out
the hatch.
You could get a nice nap because if you're in the passenger seat.
I won't fall asleep.
Yeah, that's what they all say.
I fall asleep on the way to the investigation.
Yeah.
Well, you fall asleep at will. You're like, you're worse than an old man. You are the king, you are the king of the nap. You'll fall
asleep.
He crashes everywhere.
He's awake almost constantly. And then, because, you know, it'll be like 3 in the morning or whatever. Oh, dude, I just saw this, you know, on the phone. But he's awake all the time. But I think you can do it. I think now I know how you do it. It's because you take these naps at either opportune or inopportune moments.
Or he has narcolepsy.
Oh, that could be. Is that narcolepsy?
You have narcolepsy?
Well, it is. It's like, when, you know, when we go out
somewhere. You snore, too.
Well, yeah.
You snore like a damn seesaw.
Snores.
Yeah, have you heard him snore?
I've heard you snore.
How loud was I?
Well, fairly loud.
Well, okay, I mean, as far as decibels go, how loud? I know I'm not a loud snorer.
About as loud as your music, probably.
Yeah, no. Well, that's not bad.
No. that's my roommate. That's my roommate.
This
Fat Jesus
here,
is the king.
Shakes the walls of the
Fat stuff. Jesus, you literally, like, he'd fall asleep, like, when I lived in my old house, he'd fall asleep, you know, on the floor next to my bed, and I'd literally have to wake him and go, dude, roll over.
Oh,
well,
no.
You're waking the neighbors up. You have to roll over. He's so loud. But you're the king as far as, like, crashing at will.
When I slept in the tent with you when we went up north to Presque Isle.
Everybody slept in the tent with Will. I haven't slept
oh,
in the
I
tent
thought
with
I was
Will.
Special.
I haven't.
No, I'm so serious. Bonnie slept with you at...
So that's like the slut hut?
Yeah. Will's side of his tent is like, it's a revolving door.
I don't know, but damn, you guys kind of
You're out there for the
hill.
Ghosts, okay.
Yeah.
Rolling down towards... Unless he was like, come here.
Yeah. Come cuddle.
I'm like, why is my pants undone?
Well, napping aside, we do have a guest tonight.
Yes, we have a guest.
Nancy Miller Ogren.
Yes.
Author of three brilliant books. An intuitive psychic. She has a lot to talk about tonight. I discussed this with her last night, and we have a lot to cover.
Excellent.
She'll be coming in at about 7:30, okay? Looking real forward to this. She's like the first in our series of, like, the gripping saga of, like, guest after guest after guest on this show coming up. So every week, for, like, the next month, 2 months, actually, we're going to have a guest on this show.
Well, you know, last week, I got to go over the guests, and I talked about the guests who are coming up, right? And I got to say, oh, you know, about this guest and all about that guest. What of the upcoming guests? You've got a list of them in your head, right?
Yeah.
Who's coming on the show? What attracts you? What's the one or the couple that are just, like, really gripping to you?
Well, Troy Taylor's got a great behind.
Yeah?
Yeah. And a pretty mouth.
Beautiful mouth. Soft, full lips.
I didn't notice that part. I for some reason I was reading through the bios of them and stuff, I was thinking, you know, more about their work.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Like what they've done and what they're going to talk about.
Well, the Bell Witch is just
Pat Fitzhugh.
Pat Fitzhugh's work on the Bell Witch is just absolutely amazing. We've been through this before.
Mm-hmm.
And if you need to know anything about the Bell Witch, you go to Pat Fitzhugh's site, which is bellwitch.org. Yeah.
Exactly.
Bellwitch.org. Yep. I was really, really tickled when he agreed to come on the show. I mean, of course, Aaron Donahue is, like, probably one of the most amazing people I've ever talked to, but as far outside of that realm, Pat Fitzhugh is, I can't wait for that show. And also Troy Taylor, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
For the volume of work that he's done over the years.
Ghost stories he knows. And the work
he's
does.
An encyclopedia. He really is.
You know, I was going over that list, too, and Kelly. I'm not just saying that because she's one of ours. But
one of us.
I do not. I mean, I love her work. She's great. She's nice to talk to, and you can open up to her, and she gives you that warm.
It is so true. It is so true. I mean, that's the thing, and I was. What are we all looking at? I was talking to Kelly because we did some, like, little postcards that she's going to be on Ghostly Talk.
Yeah.
Because she was doing a psychic fair today, and she came over last night to pick them up, and I was talking to her, and she's really excited about it. And how it's going to work when Kelly's on? That's what, the 25th, I think, the 25th of January. How it's going to work is she's going to be here in studio.
Yeah, live.
Live. So she'll have probably Will's mic. And
sorry, Will.
So we won't hear from you, Will.
But you look like the wedding singer right now.
Actually, last night I was out singing karaoke.
Oh.
What did you sing?
Baby Got Back by Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Oh, come on, man.
Bust a Move by
Young MC. Let's do some Elton John.
Oh, forget that.
What's wrong with Elton John? Oh, you don't like him because he's gay, do you?
James,
yeah, no, you total homophobe.
I cannot picture you doing Baby Got Back.
He's like the whitest guy in the basement. I can't. Wait, you've done, what was the other tune you did that one night when we got completely plowed?
Oh,
it was Bust the Move by Young MC.
Okay, yeah.
And I did Cherry Poppin' Daddies, Zoot Suit Riot.
Okay.
I thought you did that one about Cause I Got High by Afro Man.
Yeah.
Because that was the first time I ever heard that.
That's a great tune.
Since then I've downloaded that and the Christmas version and blah, blah.
The Christmas version?
Yeah, there's a Christmas version. It's hilarious.
I'm gonna drink some eggnog.
instead of ooh or whatever, they go fa la 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 or something like that.
God.
Yeah. It's hilarious.
Thank you, Afro Man, for the Christmas treat. Jeez, oh, Pete.
But, so we were talking. She's really excited. She's going to be in the studio. We're going to be taking calls. The rules of the caller line are the same as always.
Yeah,
okay, now, when we have guests on, normally, they're going to be on the phone, so you can't get through, right? Like tonight, you know, you just will not be able to call us because we've got one line into the studio. But for Kelly, she's going to be here in the studio, so you'll be able to call in on that line. If it's busy, that means we're talking to somebody.
Can they call on Scott L's cell phone?
Well, they can, but they just talk to Scott L. It doesn't have a mic on
it. I don't want to talk to him.
I'll talk to him.
I don't even know my phone number either, to tell you the truth.
Well,
the hell is this?
Hi, how are you?
It's 1248. Oh.
666.
Scott L. Rules or something.
666.
You spell it out on the phone.
Yeah.
But
for hot love. 1-900 for hot love.
But if it's busy, you got to call back. You got to keep dialing because there's the one line. We're on the phone if it's busy. If it's ringing, you stay on the line.
Eventually, we'll pick it up.
Because you are next.
Mm-hmm.
There's no screener.
We'll pick it up or blow it up.
Yeah, or we'll just disconnect it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
click. If you hear like a click, click, forget it.
Yeah.
We don't want to talk to you.
That means we must know who you are, right? I don't know. No, we don't have caller ID.
Kelly will know.
Kelly
will probably know.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Kelly will be like, oh, just hit the hook twice, because I already know that.
It's Crank Yankers calling.
That's one of the something awful people. You don't want to hear what they're saying.
Oh, no, this girl that's coming in, she's too snotty. I don't
want to
talk to her.
Oh, no. We'll know, hopefully, but on the other hand, we probably won't know. So
it's
going to be an interesting night.
It's going to be a really interesting night. And even if folks from the Something Awful crowd want on, you know, come on, call in. See what Kelly has to say to you, you know?
We got nothing but love from those guys.
Oh, I
am. So I'm real happy about that.
Yeah.
I thought we were going to get drunk through the cold.
I thought we were going to have...
Actually, the only people that ripped on us are the people we paid money to.
Yeah. Exactly.
Isn't that weird? The people we paid, you think they'd be like kissing our butts, but they... No, they have to make fun of us regardless, and that's just the nature of that website, I guess.
Which is totally awesome. I think they're awesome.
So Kelly McLeod's coming in. That's going to be on the 25th.
Yes. Kelly McLeod.
Also,
medium.
Yeah, Diane Goodman Larson's coming in also.
There's another one I'm excited about.
Or February 15th, she'll be here.
I'm yes, and Rush she's Limbaugh? Got. What were you saying? She's got something. What?
Rush Limbaugh.
Oh yeah, Rush. Will
yeah,
be
we're
going to
have Rush on for our recovery show.
We're going to do the recovery show because I'm going to quit the Diet Pepsi. And
we're going to put hold hands down here that night. And just go through the 12 steps together, and we're going to have Rush here helping us out because he knows everything about that apparently now.
Yeah,
too.
That's.
I usually trip on the third step.
Ow.
There she goes.
But the we're gonna have what was Diane Goodman Larson? First of all, she's Door to Atlantis, right? Door to Atlantis.com or something.
Door to Atlantis.com.
And she actually experienced Atlantis,
mm-hmm.
but she's got something special, and this is the reason she's on Valentine's Day weekend, right?
Yeah,
she's got something special coming out. I forgot what it was. What
she
was
has
she?
Her own line of body cream coming out, lotions.
Woohoo!
And she wants to talk about that a little bit.
And
she'll send samples?
Hopefully she will.
That would rock.
Hey, send us some.
Yeah.
Okay, Diane, I rubbed this over my body last night and rolled around in jelly.
Now I have hair stuck to me. Oh, that was already there.
I tarred and feathered myself.
Yeah.
How do you do that? She's going to be talking about that a little bit, but she has a lot of other stuff she wants to go over, too. When she was on last time, we couldn't get into it, but she did some work with Bigfoot also.
Oh,
she,
that's right.
And she wants to talk about that also. We're really
well.
Well, what
live,
were you?
Live in the studio, we have Bigfoot.
I'm Italian, all right?
Uh-huh.
I'm sure Bigfoot
Whitmer.
Imagine you walk into Bigfoot in the, and you're walking in the woods and you bump into Bigfoot.
My mom's maiden name is Galetti, though.
Ah, okay.
Oh, God.
Okay.
So
that screams Italian.
Yes,
you bump into Bigfoot in the woods. What do you... Hey,
no,
how
like,
you doing?
Hey, yo, what up?
I got a fire going here. You want some gopher?
Speaking of the website, what's this Ghostly Talk uses proper English every Sunday?
Oh, sorry.
Because I think you corrected me.
Little message board fun there.
That changed, yeah, because people are...
I got made fun of.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, Scott, just don't be a teacher. Don't be a teacher, Scott.
You corrected me on air.
When did I correct you on air?
When I said she's one of ours. What did you say after that?
I said she's one of us. You know, I just
he was just agreeing.
I was agreeing.
Yeah, he wasn't
correcting you.
Not correcting.
Always, if I correct you, I'd slap you in the head, then I correct you.
Always uses proper English. That's from the forums. Yeah, the Ghostly Talk forums. People are posting in there.
Oh, it's all good fun.
And who was it?
I don't know.
And
I totally forgot.
Yeah, and then I'm like, oh, well, you know, gets the bombs out?
The funk out or something. Yeah, the funk. Which is funny also because, you know, I messed up on that when I first put that up.
Yeah.
And I, instead of putting an N in there for the word funk, I put a C in there. Just a total Freudian slip, you know. And I left it up there for like a day.
No.
And like, I was like, just looking at the sign, I'm like, administration panel, administration panel, clean, clean, clean up.
To increase in listeners.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. Oh, oh, I see. They're like,
nobody caught it though. Nobody caught it.
I didn't see it.
No one caught it. I was the only one that caught it. Thank goodness, and I corrected it.
And I'm in there reading journals every day, so I know that. I know I should have seen it.
Yeah. So
and corrected it.
Go to the site though. Go to the site though. Put pictures up.
Yeah, put pictures up. Put pictures the forums up. Are hopping. The yeah. It's amazing.
The journal entries are wide open to everybody. Everybody's a member.
I'm amazed at these journal entries, because I know how hard, I said on the last show when I had to, you know, fill 2 hours, and it's so true. It's so true. I'm amazed at how hard it is to do a journal entry. And so every time I read somebody's journal entry, I'm amazed and shocked that because folks are just filling out this form. I mean, you sit there and you're looking at a blank screen. You got to fill it.
Yeah.
And,
it's a lot of
and
fun.
They do, and it's a lot of people have fun.
If
a
I
lot
did
of
it,
people,
anybody can do it.
And a lot of people, I was so happy to see your journal entry. I'm like, oh my gosh, it's karma. And so, but yeah, it's quite a place. People work out their emotions. People tell, you know, anecdotes about their lives. It's a really cool feature.
Yeah, but that's pushing us over into that little angry goth kid realm, and I'm scared of that.
Oh yeah,
I'm afraid people are gonna start posting like this manic poetry up there. But I've already done that.
Yeah, that's
just
true.
Out of boredom. But that was like just because I was trying to freak people out, I guess.
Wasn't the one was like how to get with married chicks?
That was
how to have an affair. Okay.
Oh yeah.
That was
that became a topic of discussion for some reason in the journals. So I'm like, well, all right, you know.
And that it's hit up.
What do you mean it's hit up?
Yeah,
it is.
1,500. I don't know how you your journal entries are the most popular on the board.
They're like, this has got to be sick. Let me check it out.
Yeah. It is. Got those journal entry.
I'm a pig.
Got those journal entry. I got to go to it.
I say the F word a lot. People dig that. I just I told you before the show, profanity sells, man.
Well, when they were going to post, wasn't there like this big thing about paranormal news? They were like, there's one too many F words in there.
Well, yeah, the original. Well,
they had to edit it, didn't they?
No, I sent them an edited version.
Oh, okay.
I edited
okay.
it myself and sent it over to
excellent.
Them.
Excellent.
So, yeah, that
instead
actually got
saying,
up there. I couldn't believe that. Thanks, Jeff.
Instead of it saying F-U-C-K, it says
F-U-N-C-K. Funk.
Now, yeah, that actually got up there. That was the first in the series of Scott L's Instructional Guide to Becoming a Better Ghost Hunter. And for some reason, Paranormal News took it on.
I think that's amazing.
No, that's very cool. Thanks again, Jeff. I appreciate that.
Did you get emailed about that?
Yeah.
Yeah?
From some serious ghost hunters, too.
Oh!
This is a travesty. What are you trying to do?
Oh, my gosh. And you're like...
Get a sense of humor. Grow up, all right? We're having fun here a little bit. You know, it's obviously blatantly sarcastic.
Like, that stuff has not happened to everybody.
Exactly.
You've not had... Tell me any serious ghost hunter, and we're pretty serious when we go out, but any serious ghost hunter has not run across the person with the billion candle watt power, you know...
Light.
With the one on the cell phone in the middle of the cemetery. Guess where I am?
Oh, the group of teenagers that somebody just had to bring with them because they wanted to have the daylight scared out of them.
The people with the beer.
Back on the part about the overpowered light.
Yeah.
I mean, with that shining in your face, you're bound to see an orb,
you know? Or nothing.
It's like, I see red and blue.
I see all kinds of stuff. Yeah, that is not the kind of flashlight to have.
No.
Period. And
it's all good fun.
But I guess the serious ghost hunters thought that's.
They thought I was serious, I guess, and I'm like, I mean, I replied all back to these people like, okay, I understand you hate my guts, that's fine, but you got to know that it's all in good fun. We're just, you know, trying to get a little chuckle here.
They had to have run into these people though that you're talking.
Apparently
about.
Not.
I mean,
apparently not. Apparently, you know,
I don't know.
Maybe they're such a tight knit group.
Here in Southeast Michigan, I've bounced from group to group to group, and it's pretty much been a lot like your journal.
Everything that I was told not to do when I first started ghost hunting, I've seen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the first ghost hunt I went on, I didn't know it, but I sprayed perfume, real sweet smelling perfume.
Oh,
and Kelly was like, "Who's wearing perfume?" I'm like, "Me." Why? She's like, oh, just sometimes, you know, they'll give off a sweet scent. I go, I'm sorry, I didn't want to stink. Because I hadn't had a shower that day, you know.
But, yeah, that's another thing that you have to watch is the perfumes. Because, like, we smell the church in Arona. Let me untie my tongue. Church incense out at the train wreck site.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. How is that going, by the way? There's a thread on MichiganGhostbusters.com in the forums. a really popular thread about everybody's favorite site around here, or most haunted site. You started it, so
yeah,
it's your fault.
I have not followed that.
You haven't followed it?
I started it, and then I haven't been to the site that much. I've been so busy, or I was sick, and...
I was just on it the other day, going through all the pictures and the...
Well, I was in there, and
favorite.
I was in there, and I even posted. I said, the problem is, I can't pick one.
I like yours.
And I went through a lot of the sites that we've
visited. That's a horrible question to ask somebody, though. I mean, it's fun for message boards, but I know in conversation with people, it's like, so what's the scare? What's the coolest place you've ever been to? Man, I don't know. We've been to so many places.
Well, and you know, what's interesting is we're a little hypocritical because, you know, when we have people on the show talking about ghost hunting and stuff like that, one of the things that you just have to ask is exactly that.
Well, that's different because it's our show.
Well,
we can do whatever we want.
Yeah, that's true. We can put them on the spot. But
we're good. We're good. Go ahead.
But what happens is the... what was I saying? Oh, I went through a bunch of the different places that we've been to. And so what would you pick? The place where you actually saw a ghost, because I've actually seen a ghost once. So would I pick that? Because I'm out there looking for ghosts. I'm ghost hunting, right?
Yeah.
Would that then naturally follow to be my favorite spot?
In my opinion, I think that that's a cool add to it, because that's what you want to do, is you want to go and find what you're looking for, you know, see a ghost. But I found, not because I, you know, I'm from that area, but Hikey's Tomb was cool because the excitement that we had to really hunt to find it, and it was like a 2-day event, and it was just at night, and it was so spooky, and I was scared, and just the excitement of it.
I'm going back.
It's almost like I did see something, you know?
I'm going back to Hikey's Tomb, and when if you go with us, I hope you do. We're also going to Jenny Jenkins' grave again.
Oh, I seen the pictures up there. That was really nice.
I'm like, oh my gosh, we've got to go, because we have to. That's one of the things we have to do this year.
The shoe tree.
The shoe tree, you've seen
it's
it,
gone.
Right? No.
Gone. I have been up there like 3 times since then, and I know where it's at. I'm like, where is it? I have looked from like the first turn off all the way and have not seen
How
it.
Did they do it? They must have like some huge ass ladder. I
think they might have chopped it down. I have not seen it. My brother
so
has,
there just grabbing
has
shoes.
Not seen it. And, I mean,
they were just saving them for to give
find
to charities.
It. It's like gone.
All right. That's it.
All right.
We're going to go. We're going to get Nancy Miller Ogren on the phone.
Yeah.
And we'll be back after that.
Yeah, we'll just take a couple seconds here. Get some beer.
Yep.
Drugs,
go
whatever
pee.
You're into. Yeah, in the bathroom. We'll be right back after this.
Have you heard of the internet's newest Ghost Talk Radio Show? Visit us on the web at www.floridaghosthunters.com. Our show airs live on Sunday evenings between 9 and 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Join us if you dare.
Ghost Talk. Sticking our nose in the world's business.
What happened to your journalistic responsibility?
What do you mean journalistic responsibility? I talk about aliens for crying out loud.
Yeah? And what do you think aliens are?
Why talking about this kind of stuff?
Aliens'
responsibility is usually holding the truth back. I'm trying to bring it back out to people, let them see these things.
There you go.
I think we got one vote on your side, Clyde.
What are you talking about?
Well, you do. A lot of people are on my side, I think.
Well, that's good. That's good.
Ghost hunting. My ethereal anti-drug.
Oh,
Guess what?
What?
We do have our guest on the line, so we will be bringing her on in moments.
Yes.
In moments. I wanted to say, remember, our website, ghostlytalk.com, of course, we got all of our guests linked up on there, too,
yeah, yeah.
So you can get to their websites through our website. Make sure the picture section, just to recap what we talked about the last half hour,
yeah.
Picture section, the forums section.
Get involved.
They're all hopping. Oh, the journals.
Get involved. Get involved with anything that you're more comfortable with. Get involved with it. Put pictures up. If you have, I mean, I'm talking about investigation photos.
Oh, see, yeah, that's something I had picked out a bunch that I want to put up.
Yeah,
so
I have a couple floating around that I still have to work on, but
I had a punch.
Well, the ones I put up, those ones from 2001 that I put up have a watermark on them that I can't get off now.
Oh, because yeah, that was when we watermarked everything. We were scared people were going to take
our photos. Yeah, we were all paranoid and stuff.
Yeah.
So I couldn't get that off, but the pictures were so cool. I thought I had to get them up there regardless. So
that's
fine. Put a little disclaimer on there. We were young and we needed the money. Sorry.
Yeah, right.
Nancy Miller Ogren.
Yes, we have Nancy Miller Ogren and Karma. You know about her. I see you've got the show notes.
Yeah, I am.
She got prepared this week.
I know. This is completely different for Ghostly Talk. So,
yeah.
So we're ready.
We're organized. We're relaxed. We had the masseuse come in before the show.
Mm-hmm.
We're ready to go.
We're set. So tell us about Nancy, and then we'll bring her on.
Nancy Ogren has combined various interests and created through both Pathways and Moonwise opportunities for people to create the life that they were meant to live. And the last 30 years, she has been working with people through private consultations, workshops, and radio appearances, helping people to achieve more confidence and passion in their life.
And boy, I could use more confidence and passion in my life. So
I don't need any of that.
Yeah, you're all set?
I'm set to go.
Oh, well,
you're
there
too
we go.
Confident.
Yeah, that's really
I'm confident. Scott L., and I don't care about you.
Oh, man.
I'm a good person.
Well, let's ask Nancy what she has to say about that.
Nancy, welcome to the show.
Hi, Nancy.
Hi there.
She's probably going, what are these guys
doing?
She's
like, oh no, what did I get myself into? So,
I'm sure it's
going
to be terrific.
I hope so. I hope you enjoy the show, because we're pretty fun, I think.
I think so, too.
Cool. Thanks.
We think we're fun.
How many names have you
So you've actually, you've written books. You've written successful books.
Huh?
And you're out there doing the work. Tell us, what kind of stuff, what's important? What works?
Well, speaking, I think today, more net right now, I'm sort of got my astrologer hat on. I do intuitive work with people, and I did put this Pathways of the Soul cards and CD set together to help people go through their process of life and try to get clearer about what their own focus is. And part of that links into this, the theme of, I think, of 2004 is, A, it's going to be easier. Here's the good news. It's going to be easier than the last 3 years were, and things are going to go smoother. And B, the real important event was on the 29th that planet Uranus went back into Pisces, where it will be for about 7 years. And Uranus is the planet of revolution. So we are in for a revolution in spirituality and the whole realm of unusual phenomenon and everything that you guys are interested in.
Well,
so it's going to be a fascinating 7 years, and I would say for you, that group, your group, and the people interested in what you talk about, you really, seriously, hold on to your hat. You are going to have a hell of a ride this next 7 years.
Oh, man.
It does seem to be, that coincides with a lot of different things that I've heard, because I talk to a lot of people, and that is exactly coincidental with everything that they're saying, because people talk about the influx of indigo children.
Yeah.
People talk about actually 4 different people from 4 different, paranormal viewpoints and paranormal walks of life. They've talked about the wars in the heavens, because there's wars going on either, some people say it's different alien races. Some people say it's angels and devils. Some people say it's, different things. I've heard 4 separate people from different, viewpoints talking about how there's humans are on the brink of the next step.
Yes.
And it's coming, and it's this time. It's our time frame. It's right now. It's happen. It's starting to happen. There's groups. They usually talk about, you know, some forces trying to stop us from progressing, and then other forces saying, no, this is what has to happen. So they're allowing us to progress, or stopping at least these negative forces from taking effect. So there's these things going on. The next step is happening, and of course, it's all going to happen. The Mayan calendar ends, you know, coming up in just, what, 8 years or something like that.
Yeah,
2012. So it's definitely, you know, this time frame is quite interesting.
Well, Nancy,
so you're right, that coincides with everything I've heard.
The one thing I've noticed, and Nancy, you might be able to elaborate on this a little bit more, like you just said, I mean, I think people are starting to, like, kind of break free. I don't want to slam anything at all, but what I'm saying is people... I mean, a lot of people, like, in my age, you know, I'd say, like, what, 20 to, like, 30, okay? they were more or less...
Me too.
Yeah.
Me
you too.
Too.
All of us down here, right?
Me too.
A lot of these people were raised, you know, under certain belief systems. Mm-hmm. And I know myself, well, as a result of just doing this show and just seeing some things, like, the weird things I've seen over the last couple of years... I'm starting to look more into things. I'm starting to look for something else out there besides just a simple, here it is, here's the book you got to read, here's the rules you have to go by, here's what, this is all very cut and dry. People like, there is this rise of like spirituality going on with a lot of people now, and they're out there looking for something more, maybe not more, but something, you know, different. They think they may have a different idea of what's happening around them now besides just a simple, okay, God is good and all that fun stuff. Not that I'm saying there's anything wrong with that, but... Like you said too, Doug. There's just something happening now, and people are starting to get in more touch with their spirituality. Personally, I think.
So, do you think that it's going to be where it's going to be more? It's going to be easier for people to just like. Is it going to be like the spiritual world? Is it just going to be knocking on your door? It's going to be easier than making an extra effort to.
I don't think it's going to be easy at all, Nancy. What do you think?
Well, there's a lot of ways to look at this. The problem with Pisces is that, and this is, and I'm not being negative because
Watch it.
Yeah, you know,
be negative. There's only two Pisces.
Two of us are Pisces. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, boys, this isn't about you.
good.
But Pisces tend to want to escape when things get tough.
Bingo!
You guys, you are talking about them.
Yes, you are talking about me.
Yeah, and that's the concern in the astrological community is with Uranus as a Uranus portends revolution. So the revolution is because Uranus also rules technology that there will be. I mean, there are the way it's talked about is things such as. You know the phenomenon on bank windows where the Madonna or the Virgin Mary or, you know, Mary is in the...
It's down in Florida, yes.
At sunset. That's going to start happening as your screensaver. It'll show up on your computer screens. This is one of the theories is that the revolution between spirituality... And I think you guys even talk about, and I know about... The idea that you know people can call you know people from other realms can call you on your phone if the vibration is right.
Oh yeah,
this is that same thing. It's the next level that you really will receive phenomena on your computer screen.
So this is going to start bleeding over into the digital realm, so to say.
That's right. Because again, Uranus rules technology and spirituality, and the vibration is going to be so aligned. That whatever you're told up to this point, like you guys were saying, up to this point, we've been told there's a certain criteria. If you want to talk to God, go to church.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you want to talk to God, sit down and tune in, and you will see something.
So basically, like what I said, it is going to be a lot easier than...
Yeah, and it takes out the middleman. That's the revolution.
Well, that's... I've been... saying that for years. I mean, I don't want to say the C word too much on the air, but that's...
Christian or
no,
Catholic?
Catholic.
Yeah, okay.
It's always been an issue with the Catholics. I mean, if you want to confess your sins, you need to do... I mean, it's a system. It's an organized ritual. You have to go to the church.
Yeah.
And you have to sit down.
That's exactly what is going to, in the 7 years, there is going to be more of an alignment between medicine, for instance. You know, alternative medicine and the healing arts and all of that, the medical community can't stop it anymore. They just can't stop it anymore.
Well, that's a definite positive.
It's about, yeah, and about that. That's ruled by Uranus as well?
Exactly.
Okay, good, because it's about time. I know that I'm a devoted fan to Healthy Talk Radio, even though I'm not probably the least healthy person, but I don't eat right.
Your heart's there.
I'm in the right place. But the Healthy Talk Radio is something that I'm sure they've been trying to bring down for quite a time.
Oh, sure.
That's a radio program on AM stations.
AM.
And just amazing stuff, and it's about time. They need to open their eyes, and just like she's been saying on Healthy Talk Radio, they need to open their eyes and say, look, we do need to treat the whole person.
Yes.
Not just this set of symptoms that they come in with.
And the interesting thing that I've come across is the group that is sort of agreeing best are those that are a cancer specialist, because they cannot get their patients to follow a regime, but if they offer them alternative ways, it's almost as if the patients trust more after maybe having the surgery. They feel like they can recover better, not by doing, you know, exactly what the doctor wants them to do, but if he offers do massage or biofeedback or meditation, or if he encourages anything, they seem to recover better.
And I agree with that. I think if you as a person who knows they need some healing, like if you've gone through a bout with cancer, or if you've gone through even almost anything,
right,
you know you need some healing, and the original way to do it is to go to the doctor and get the prescription medications and then take them through their course and then hope for the best. But you can actually do something yourself.
Right.
You can take the vitamins. You can go to the hypnotherapist and the biofeedback experts and the meditation classes, and you can get in touch with yourself. And when you're doing that kind of thing, you're learning a lot about yourself. You're doing something for yourself. And that has to have only a positive effect on your entire system.
Well, Nancy, you just said it the best right there. They're treating the whole person.
That's right.
That's the. I mean, I know cancer. You know,
yeah.
As an example,
that's devastating. Cancer is a
most people don't even really die from the cancer itself. They die from the chemotherapy.
Yeah.
That they have to go through and the radiation treatments. I watched my grandmother go through that, and that's pretty much what killed her.
And
was the
thing
radiation.
Is, with people, they're still in that belief system that if the doctor adds this, as if the doctor says, and I want you to go do this or
yeah,
all, I feel it will help you. It's the planting of the seed that the authority figure, the old doctor is God thing, the authority figure tells them to go do this. The outcomes are very good because the authority figure told them to go do it, instead of them thinking they're having to sneak behind the daddy's back or the priest, you know,
the priest. Sounds hard, right?
Yeah.
Nowadays.
It's not like, you know, oh, I'm not going to tell my doctor I went to the the hypnosis clinic or other things, yeah.
Biofeedback. I mean, then it builds up that kind of, I can't be honest, which got him in the situation in the first place of not being able to speak their truth. So they get permission, and the more the whole medical community gives everyone permission, and that's going to happen. So daddy says this is a good thing, we're all going to get to thrive.
Well, that's the best part of it right there. Like I was saying, you're treating the whole person now.
That's right.
We're not just taking care of the cancer and wiping it out with radiation. People, I don't think they take into account, I'm sure they do, but they don't want to acknowledge it right now, is that when you put somebody through that kind of traumatic stress on their body, it bleeds over into their mental also.
I know, that's what I'm
and,
saying.
Yeah, that's what this is, that's what's going to help also, is like you said, treat the whole person. I mean, sure, I don't have cancer anymore, But, I mean, I'm totally traumatized from having to sit and take radiation. I mean, I'm sure it's not very good on your psyche to do
that.
Oh,
it's got
to
be horrible.
It's kind of like when people go years and years with having cancer, and then they're fine, and then they find out, and then they die a month later.
Because
it's a mental...
They could have convinced themselves.
Yeah. That's,
yeah.
So it's...
Yeah. And so that's really the kind of thing that... I mean, we sit here now and think, oh... They've made inroads, but not to any equality level. But I really think, you know, we know that, and we hope more and more. But to see things happen, and again, the neutralization of the authority, of any authority. Well, we're going to have, you know, the systems like government, but we're more individually going to be saying, this is good for me, so I will do it. And at the same time, they're going to move closer and say, you should do it. That's a good idea.
Well, that's the problem, I think. The big problem, the hurdle right now to jump over is, unfortunately, in the United States of America, medicine is a big business, and disease is a big business.
Pharmaceutical.
Mm-hmm. It's a big
pharmaceutical
right
companies are huge. They run right now, because I listen to Deborah Ray on Healthy Talk Radio every night that I possibly can. And the one thing that keeps coming back is that the pharmaceutical companies are running the medicine industries.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what you do. That's the typical thing. You go to the doctor, he or she writes a script, and you go on your drug regime, you know?
Yeah. And that's the last thing a pharmaceutical company wants to hear is alternative healing.
Oh, God.
They haven't found a way to make money off of it yet.
Right. Because they can't take a cut of every time you go to the chiropractor.
Right.
Not yet, anyway.
No.
but this is really good news. This is something even Deborah Ray would be like absolutely fascinated by, to hear that there is an astrological thing going on with Uranus going into Pisces that's going to bring out revolution in technology and spirituality and actually hopefully set the scene.
Can they cure
for
the cold, please? Can they just cure the common cold?
Not yet.
That's what I'm asking. I get it all the time.
Load up on vitamin C.
Smoking.
that
would help.
Smoking.
Do vitamin C.
Out of your body.
That would
eat
help.
Eat better. Less pizza.
Pizza.
Like you guys were saying about, you know, your show and it getting and picking up popularity. It really is that vibration. You know, it's the vibration of people deciding they really are gonna look further. They're gonna keep looking further for more independent thought than they have really been willing to do for a long, long time.
I honestly believe that's true.
Well, I know for a fact that people are getting tired of listening to what a soda company is telling them what they want to hear.
Yeah.
We know that. We talked about that briefly last night for a second, Nancy, concerning shows, you know, certain shows in our realm that what we're doing, that we know for a fact that it's a control, their content's controlled. And as far as Ghostly Talk goes, I mean, well, there's not much control here at all. So.
No, it's quite the opposite.
Yeah.
But we do. This is what people are looking for. And one of the things we keep saying is think for yourselves.
Yes.
And people are seeking us out. People are clicking on the Ghostly Talk links that are on the internet and downloading, you know, the older shows, some of which I'm not very proud of, but a lot of which I think were groundbreaking material.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to say, but information, you know, it's okay because you're growing and you're maturing. No, really, you are. You're maturing.
Uh-oh. I don't care. I hope not. No, no, no. Actually, it is good. It is good to get...
Confidence way. And so you really got in there. I mean, you're doing this exactly, perfectly, synchronistically aligned because as it gets... You're comfortable now, and you know that more subjects, you're going to be busier than you can ever imagine looking into information that we've never been able to really access before.
Well, that's what we're going for.
We want to become familiar with or talk about all of these things that we don't know about.
Right.
so that we can become familiar with them, at least know they're there, and the things that affect us, we can dig into like crazy.
Well, and I love what you do. Of course, I went to look at your website, and I downloaded a couple of articles. But it's really for those of us who mainly had to get your information difficult, you know, in a difficult situation. You can't imagine what you're offering. I lived in San Francisco. Well, that's where I'm from, the Bay Area. But 19, I'm thinking, must have been about 70, 71, when my husband at the time's cousin, was doing acupuncture, and you had to go. I mean, he had patients, but it was a secret, and you went there. And it was all very secret in the back room, kept the equipment in a closet, because the AMA of San Francisco, you know, the Medical Society of San Francisco in 1970 would arrest anybody who was doing acupuncture.
And that's true. I've read about acupuncture, and now it's quite the opposite. It's a viable alternative medicine, and it's been recognized as having beneficial effects.
Sometimes as an auxiliary. But, you know, people like me that thought at the time, why can't this be here? It works. Why can't it be here? But all of that, and so here we are. It just seems so strange to me that I mean, when I looked at your website, it was just like, it was so delightful because it was like a candy store of information.
I have something to add about the, for instance, my doctor. I have sinus problems. Scott can relate to that.
We both have sinus problems.
I get this drainage in my ears, and I had brought it up to him. I said, well, what about the ear candling?
That's where they put a cone and then a candle in it.
I said, do you suggest that? And he was just kind of like, well, you know, it's not a normal practice, so I can't tell you, yeah, go do it, because, you know, there's certain things about that, like if something happens.
That's still taboo?
Yeah. So
they sell those at the store.
Yeah,
I buy those at the store.
But for my physician to say, you know, this is what I want you to do. I want you to go out and get your ears, you know, ear candling done on you. He just was like, well, you could try it, but I can't personally tell you to go do it.
Right.
So there's still walls. There's still walls up.
Lots of walls. They're really scared, too, because you're right, you know, back to the pharmaceuticals. What if that meant you wouldn't come to him for
eardrops?
an antibiotic every so often or whatever. Whoever.
Well, that's the thing right there. Like I just said, you can buy the ear candling. You can buy that over the counter.
Yeah.
That's over the counter. So okay, my ears get plugged up, which I know I'm familiar with that too, Karma. Instead of going to the doctor and having an irrigation done, which is what I do now, I can just shove a candle in my ear.
And then you cut out the middleman.
Yeah, I just cut out the middleman right there.
Oh, and that's what they're scared of, because that takes dollars away from
pharmaceuticals. Yeah, that's like we said a few minutes ago. They have not found a way to make money off this yet. Therefore,
they're not
taboo.
They can't.
It's pseudoscience.
I can't believe it's still pseudoscience. So, well, it's good, though, that acupuncture, hypnotherapy, these different kinds of things, they're actually gaining recognition. I see that.
Absolutely.
So it's about time. We do have to go to break.
Let's take a quick break. Nancy, stay on the line.
All right.
We're going to take a quick break here. We have Nancy Ogren. Nancy Ogren.
Nancy Miller Ogren.
Nancy Miller Ogren. Do you go by that, like, your full name all the time?
No.
Okay.
Oh, good.
Ostentatious and goofy.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hang tight.
All right.
Ghostly Talk. Hold on.
Yeah, we'll be right back.
Paranormal Talk Radio hosted by certified paranormal investigators Rob and Bob. Sunday nights at midnight, only on Pirate Radio. For show information, visit us at wparanormal.com.
Hi, this is Tamara Thorne, and you're listening to Ghostly Talk with the hosts of Ghostbusting, Scott L. and Doug.
MrOlaf.com. See what you've been missing out on.
Funny videos that will make you poop your pants laughing.
Services such as web and pop-free email, image editing, and logo design at very low rates.
Funny videos that will make you poop your pants laughing.
Free streaming and downloadable videos.
MrOlaf.com. That's www.MROLAF.com.
Funny videos that will make you poop your pants laughing.
This is Fat Jesus, lead singer of the band Zero Recourse, and when I've arisen on a Sunday, I will check out the world through the eyes and ears of my boys in Ghostly Talk.
You know, your mom makes excellent coffee.
Why, thank you.
I'm loving this stuff.
She is a coffee addict. She loves coffee.
This is perfect.
Yeah?
I can't get it right.
Yeah?
My family comes over to visit, and I make coffee, and they do nothing but complain.
Scott, you said that my mom makes a good bed.
What?
Like, she makes the bed up really nice, tucks the corners.
My goodness. Everybody's mom is really good at stuff, you know, that's the thing.
Oh, my coffee's too strong.
Yeah.
And then I ease up on it, and it's too weak.
You take the number of cups of water that you put in, you divide that by two and subtract one, that's how many scoops go.
That is just too much work for 5 o'clock in the morning. No. I'm getting ready to go to work.
No, if you're making 2 cups of coffee, you put no scoops in. Wait a minute, that doesn't work.
That's a real tasty cup of joe right there.
I don't think that works unless you're making, like, you know, 6, 7, 8, 9, or 10 cups. That's where it works. You take the number
that formula doesn't apply for under two cups.
So, oh well. We are extremely excited. First of all, I'm Doug.
I'm Scott L.
Oh, Karma.
Hang on, little brain freeze. No, and we are Ghostly Talk. We're live on Pioneer Radio on Sunday nights from 7 p.m. till 9 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
You can access Pioneer Radio through either pioneer.rolo.net or go to ghostlytalk.com.
And we talk about ghosts.
Yeah, we talk about ghosts and paranormal stuff, and it's really cool. Scott looks a little puzzled. We're really excited today because we have Nancy Miller Ogren. Nancy is on the phone. She's an author of a couple of awesome books. She's talking about astrology. She's talking about the year ahead. We talked about the changes that Uranus going into Pisces is going to bring for the next year.
I thought we would get through a show without doing that, but I guess not. Even our guest is having fun with it. This is great.
Well, I was going to pronounce it Uranus.
Uranus. That's how I say it now. It's just to avoid all the hassle.
I think that's wrong, though.
Well, now, yeah, they started Uranus. Uranus.
Like Libra, Libra. You can say Uranus, Uranus.
Okay, cool.
So, we're damned if we do and we're damned if we don't.
Yeah,
do this,
we're
going to
get it
this.
Either way. I'll be pleased.
But
yeah, all the changes, the technological changes, the spiritual changes, what 2004 is going to bring. And it's going to be, the good news is, smoother than the last couple of years.
Hopefully.
And hopefully there's no bad news to go along with that, too. But it'll be smoother. It'll be technological revolutions, medical revolutions. The planet of revolutions is now in Pisces.
Well, 2003
so we shall
sucked.
See what happened.
2003
yeah, was, it was a roller coaster, yes.
It was awful.
You agree, Nancy? I don't know anybody who had a good 2003, I don't think.
No.
Everybody was just stressed out.
You can say that on the astrological plane because what's called the outer planets, Neptune, Jupiter, Uranus, and Pluto's out there too, but it didn't move signs. But those three planets all changed signs, and these are those big outer planets that stay in a sign, you know, 5, 10 years, and three of them moved this year. So it was sort of like a real rock, our psyches couldn't handle it. And because it was way too much of a shift of energy.
A huge shift of everything changing all at once.
It was just a stressful year.
I didn't handle it.
It was awful. It was
no. Yeah, karma in particular did not have a good, at least, four or five months.
I went into a tailspin.
Yeah, because there was it started with, you know, your stepfather
passing,
and then the accident, and then all is that over now, or are you still...
I can almost guarantee that the consensus is, and from an intuitive level, too, I kind of came to that conclusion from two different dynamics, is the feeling really is, okay, this is really a chance now to start trusting that the future can be depended on. Because you're right, the last couple of years, it's like, I'm not sure what tomorrow's going to bring, and each event is more overwhelming than the last one.
That's exactly what it was for me. I know that. But I saw 2003, the end of the year for me, just personally, set me up for a lot of things that are going to be happening in 2004 that are very exciting.
That happened to me as well. Like, a little bit toward the end of November and then all of December was actually like a turnaround point or something had... It was like the setup time for the upcoming year. And and that actually brought a positive swing to things toward the end of the year. But the beginning and the middle was... I mean, we were busy. We did a lot of ghost hunting. We did, had a lot of fun. But it just was a roller coaster ride. It really was.
Yeah, but I agree with, you know, I agree with the idea that you can tell. And that's what everybody is saying. There must, I mean, it's the eternal optimism thing. But that must mean it's going to get better because the alternative is unbearable. But it is going to get better. It really is. And part of when stuff goes into chaos, part of what's going on, too, is that you're having to clear away a lot of your own imprints so that you can step into the next cycle. And a lot of belief systems hold you back, whether you know you've got them or not. Their imprints are, you know, what your parents or what other people or that know that, you know, it won't be that easy. All of that kind of attitude does prevent you from being able to move forward. So there has to be a feeling of a logjam opening.
Yeah. I'm looking at like this. What I went through the last part of the last year, anything's got to be better.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And it's going to be.
Well,
it sounds like it's going
Nancy,
to be.
Nancy, you said, you just said it to me, I think, clearing away these imprints.
Yeah.
Well, that's a recurring theme that has yet again returned completely unplanned to Ghostly Talk. Because we talk about the things that when we go into a show, when we go into our daily lives, when we go on a ghost hunt, we have all these preconceived ideas. We have all, you know, it was all programmed into us. Uh-huh. And every week we sit down here and we try and bust through some of that.
That's right.
And it's a lot of work. I mean, it's going on 2 years of Ghostly Talk, and I sometimes get blindsided by my own preconceived notions. Yeah. And it's amazing because I'll just be talking about something, and I think I'm pretty open-minded. But then suddenly something will hit me, and I'll be like, you know...
God, what did I just say?
What, I'm completely closed. Yeah, it's amazing how that does... It's a lot of work for people.
Well,
it's hard.
I took it as in... Which, that's very true. I agree 100% on that. But I know 2003... When I going into 2004, there were a lot of things, impressions, imprints, so to say, that needed to be wiped clean, and I needed to, like, just leave them there and go forward.
In order to move on.
In order to move on, in order to be happy again, you know. There was a lot, you know, I won't get into any detail of, but, you know, people, things, certain things, just stuff like that, that had to be, okay, look, enough's enough, you've got to go. Now I'm moving on, and it's made my life a lot easier. Oh my goodness! And that's what I got from that, Nancy. That just totally stuck me right in the side because that's the truth right there.
It directly affected you.
Yeah,
yeah.
And that's the big thing about 2004 because now I'm looking at 2004 going.
Everything
got so much
can
cool
happen.
Stuff that's going to happen to us this year.
Yeah, anything can
and
happen.
And you've gotten rid of all that
the negative energy
from the last cycle. Speaking of cycles,
yeah.
How long is a cycle? What is a cycle then?
Oh well, see, it varies. This one with the planets moving, it was a 3-year cycle. It included all of 2001, 2002, and 2003. Mm-hmm. Then there are the planetary cycles, which are all different. But Uranus, for instance, is this is a 7-year cycle of Pisces. So it's 2011 really. It changes signs again in 2011. Neptune changes signs in 2012. And talk about that. We'll talk. I'm sure you've had other people talk about it, but you know it isn't the end of the world in 2012, but it is the end of the. The dynamic expands is what, you know, that's, I'm sure you've had people on.
Mm-hmm.
It is a dimensional expansion rather than a devastation. And the astrologers look at it because of Neptune and how the fact that Neptune is working toward, because Neptune's in Virgo, and Saturn's in Cancer, and so a water planet's in an Earth sign, and an Earth planet or a Saturn is the authority figure is in a water sign. So Saturn has to be more gentle and less authoritative, and Neptune has to keep track of things to be ready for the shift. So again, we've got so many dynamics of how things are having to be in a sign or in an element not familiar or comfortable, but contributes because they aren't able to hold their ground in their own sign, you know, or their own element, really. So we're really going to be moving through stuff because there isn't those old constructs of belief system or policy or any of that, standard, all of that.
So hence it really sets the astrological stage for changes and new ideas and opening and learning and growing.
Yes.
That's what I like to hear.
Yeah, it is.
That's what Ghostly talks about. So I'm really, really happy to hear that.
Yeah, absolutely. And speaking of imprints on that you have, quickly, can I tell you a little ghost story?
Yes.
No.
Oh, yes. Oh, no, Karma, you sit back.
I'm amazing.
Wanna hear, I know.
Oh.
I always have to be different. They say yes, I'm no.
But no, everybody wants to hear it.
Go
yes,
ahead.
Yes, I do.
This was so fun. I have two, and if we have time later, I'll tell you my other one. But this was about maybe 18, 20 years ago, and my dad died a long time ago, and I, you know, just loved him to pieces. And I had these two friends, and I was doing channeling at the time about 20 years ago, and we were doing all kinds of stuff, trying to manifest things and stuff. And so we were in my living room, two friends and I, and we had these big, heavy velvet drapes, dark as, you know, it was real dark, and I was going to bring my father in. And so it was really dark, and then this light came on the chair in the corner, and we got him up to about his knees, and I was really excited that we were manifesting. And then this huge white horse came into the middle of the room with light all around it, and I seriously said, "Get out of the way! I can't see my dad."
Oh my God!
When you said that you had your dad up until the knee, I thought you were going to say he kicked you.
No! I know, no. It was, and I could kind of see the rest of him. You know, I could see his hands and everything. I could kind of see him, but we really could see him, like up to his knees. He really existed. And then this damn big white horse.
Oh my God!
Like, you would be cool on another day.
They're going, "Oh damn, we did."
You're like, "Wait, we just manifested a horse."
A horse.
And it was interfering with what you were trying to do.
We're going, "For heaven's sakes, Nancy, look what we've done."
Yeah, look what we accomplished.
Why was the horse there though?
Well,
you know what talking about, you know. What I thought was later, way later, as a sign, because later I was going to different one-day seminars and stuff a few years later, and I went to one on goddesses and found out about Eponia, the white horse of the goddess, whoever. Started laughing because there was a slide, there was this big, huge white horse, and it kind of had it glowing, you know. I thought, oh, I see. Maybe they were saying, "You want to kind of think about another realm of looking at, maybe?" And it was my most fun ghost story.
That is totally amazing. Well, I've seen one ghost once, I had to peel Scott L. off the windshield because I had to stop the car. I almost ran it over.
You nearly killed me.
Yeah, I almost ran over the ghost, and of course it was a ghost, so I couldn't have run it over, but I didn't know that at the time. I thought it was a person. But yeah, it is kind of amazing the unexpected things that happen when you're out looking for that.
That
kind
was
of
just
thing.
By chance. Your situation.
Yeah.
Nancy was actually trying
they
to
were trying to do it.
They were,
yeah.
And that's, whoa, hey.
I was going to ask you, Nancy, if maybe your father was a horse lover or
No.
Or identified with
a horse,
with that.
Or maybe he was riding the horse.
Oh, but we no.
In this case, I think she was saying that the horse was indicative of a goddess.
Yes.
And so probably, I mean, presumably, because I've you know studied this kind of stuff. I've never had it happen, but presumably the goddess's presence was probably going to aid you.
Probably
in what you wanted to do. However. In this case, the horse appeared between you and what you were doing, so it sort of interfered.
Yeah, and that was I thought. Well, I guess we're done. And at that point in life, the only goddesses I really was familiar with at that point were Greek, and I just thought they were silly.
Mm-hmm.
I was, but like I said, later, I have since discovered the wonder of goddesses, and often. That's, you know, they have the horses to carry them, and I see that as, you know, crossing realms and stuff. And so I got it later when I read it. I thought, okay, well, if you want to give me a sign, you could...
A second chance.
Put on my bedside pillow, in my bedside table or something.
Right, right. Oh, man.
Yeah, that was fun.
Well, how many years have you been studying that's more psychic and occult and things like that, right?
Right.
So how many years have you been, what's your history in that then?
I've been doing intuitive work, doing intuitive reading for 30 years. And at that started when somebody, because I have six planets in Taurus, so I don't believe anything until it happens to me. And I didn't believe in psychics or any of that, past lives, astrology, none of it. But a friend of mine made an appointment for me to see a psychic, and so I had to go because I didn't want to be rude. And and the woman, I came in and sat down, and she said, "Why aren't you doing your work?" And I said, "What would that be?" And she said, "You're a healer, and you need to go home and start helping people." And then I found out from my mother that, yes, indeed, for the first 5 years of my life, I knew a lot and saw a lot and would tell her at church all of the things that were going on, who was going to have a baby and who had dark around them and who cared about who. And she kept saying, "You don't know that, you don't know that." And then finally at about 5, she said, "You cannot say any of these things ever again." And so I stopped. And I never said anything again. And then when this woman said, "You have to go home and do your work," I literally went home and said to my neighbor, "Do you know anybody who would go talk to a psychic?" And she said, "Yeah, my friend so-and-so, whom I didn't know." I said, "It has to be somebody I don't know." I said, "Okay, tell her you know one." And that was my first client.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
And it was there again. It was there.
I have done that before. I have come encounter with somebody and say, "You're pregnant." My sister, when she got back from her honeymoon,
mm-hmm.
and we decided to have a family reunion because we actually got to see everybody at her wedding, she comes walking up, and I just looked at her. I go, "You're pregnant." She goes, "No, I'm not. Why do you say that?" I'm like, "I just feel it about you." And she's like, "You're a weirdo." And she walked away.
Oh, no.
So I'm walking behind her. "I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding." And then she calls me like a week later, "Christy, I'm pregnant." I'm like, I told you. She goes, "You said you were joking." Oh, yeah, what would you say if someone called you a weirdo?
But that's true. I mean, I think even perceptions about that are changing, though. Because we had somebody call in about their daughter.
Yeah.
Who is obviously, you know, gifted.
Right.
And they're not doing it the old-fashioned way anymore.
No, they're not. No, so many, oh, absolutely not. And that's, I mean, even with my own children, I encouraged it. They would tell me things that they saw and knew, and it was so exciting. It was so exciting to realize, and I didn't really know, that really all children are intuitive. Absolutely. All of them are.
They don't have those walls built up yet.
No, they're not. They haven't been trained, so to say.
Yeah, trained yet to turn that off.
Exactly.
I know, wonderful children stories that what they see and who they talk to and all of that. And it really is It has changed a great, great deal. It has changed a lot.
And I think that's all for the better.
We got into that in great depth, actually, and talking about our childhood. I mean, growing up. I know when I was a child, I know for a fact there was just some quirky things that happened to me. And when I did bring it up to my parents, they're like, you didn't say anything. Don't worry about it. You're fine. Everything's fine. There's no, don't be. They didn't want me to be up all night long, basically,
right.
Freaking out.
I heard that when children see things and everything and they're more in tune to it, it's because they're just coming from that spiritual world, being born
That's part of it, and
they still connect with it because it's like, going back home.
It's new.
I believe
it's
what they call
new.
It is like the psychic residue is still on you. It hasn't worn off.
Right. Yeah.
I've heard it put that way before.
That's true. I mean that I've heard as well.
Yeah. And that's partly it. But and again, in this age, it really is more that we're able also to hold on to more multidimensional awareness than we've ever been able to before.
Well, we're evolving. We're evolving as a race of people. Our brains are evolving. I truly believe that.
That's exactly right.
Well, if I had a child and she was saying, "Yeah, I just seen this lady over there," I'm like, "Where? What she look like?" And I would try to like promote her to keep in tune with that. So
And that's exactly different than how it was just 20 and 30 years ago,
which isn't a very long time,
right?
As opposed to the great spectrum of things, so to say,
right?
Nancy, I really want to talk about this, your one book in particular, because this is so cool.
All right.
Pathways of the Soul. This is the first book you wrote, am I correct?
Well, yes, and okay. It's a book, it's a card set, and it's two sets of meditation.
This is like the cool, I read this a while back, and I was like, wow, this is, I love buying books. I'm like a little kid when I see a book that I'm really interested in.
Right.
And it comes along with something extra.
Like a bobblehead.
Oh, I agree.
I go to the bookstore and I find, that's a book I want. Why is it wrapped? Ooh, look, there's a CD on there, too, to play with. Yeah. Yeah, this book, Pathways of the Soul.
Yes.
It comes with, the way they describe it here in the write-up is it's a continually, a threefold system of 33 cards. So I imagine it's like packaged specially so it could fit inside the book.
In a box. So there's the book, the cards, and the CDs.
Okay. And there's a 192-page book, obviously.
Right.
And they're, like you just said, there's the two visualizing exercise audio CDs. So this is like a hookup. You got like the whole setup right here.
Well, and I did it for the body, mind, spirit thing. So in your, that's audio and that's your right brain. And the colors and all of that of the cards are also your right brain. And left brain is reading the overview of the topic. Because there's 11 pathways out of, 11 pathways into, and 11 pathways of support. And those are all qualities. Like out of would be wounding or anger or chaos drama. Into is like love, light, opportunity, things like that. And then the support cards are spirituality, friendship, self-worth, and each one of each set of 11 have a different image. The labyrinth on the out of, a mandala on the into, and a lotus in a window is the support.
Okay.
So it's a whole dynamic.
So this all ties in, just like we were talking about earlier, you're treating the whole person with this setup.
Yeah, it's like exactly. A deep
kind of workout. That works so perfect. Tell you what, stand in line, Nancy, we need to take another quick break, okay?
Yep.
We're going to talk more about this book when we come back.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
And your other books, too. This is going to be so cool. We'll be right back, guys.
Okay.
You have tools. Know where to put them? Want your hands free to do other things? Try a stagehand tool belt. Stagehand tool belts can accommodate any task, whether you're building a stage or bringing down a haunted house.
Stagehand tools.
For all your industry needs, we have, for example, EMT pouches, radio pouches, tape measure holders, mailbags, and numerous flashlight accessories. Just go to
www.stagehandtools.com.
stagehandtools.com
and see all the cool stuff that Stagehand Tools has for you.
www.stagehandtools.com.
We know where to stick it.
Hello, this is Aaron.
This is Jennifer.
And something very dark would like you to listen to Ghostly Talk.
Back in the sunrise around.
okay, I'm back on the Diet Pepsi now.
Yeah, I refilled too.
I'm going to like just be clinging to the ceiling by the end of this show, I think. I'm not kidding you. I'm like flying right now as it is between the sinus medication and the caffeine.
Two cups of coffee or...
Three.
Three cups of coffee.
And about a gallon of diet... Well, the ale. We'll call it the ale.
Ale.
I don't want to promote those guys anymore.
Well, they're on. It's actually on special at Meijer's.
Yeah, so you can
get
tanked on the stuff for cheap.
Yeah, dirt cheap. So this is Ghostly Talk. I'm Doug.
I'm Scott L.
Karma.
And welcome back, Karma. Do you know how many people mention you?
Two.
No.
Three.
More like three.
Will Doggin.
Yeah. No. Everyone's like, when is Karma coming back on the show? And we're like, we don't know. It depends on her. And when you wrote that journal entry, I was just so excited because I'm like, oh, she's getting better. This is it. It's turned the tide, you know.
I told everybody I was abducted by aliens.
Could have. We could have. Yeah. And
we could have hooked into that drama factor real good and got a million listeners that way.
We could have.
Dun-dun-dun! Karma was abducted by an alien.
The Karma update. Oh, everybody would have, like, mourned for
what,
that.
What?
I would have done
through
roving her over your back.
Oh, my God, no!
Bad alien.
Bad alien. Stupid alien.
This is Ghostly
Talk.
We
need this for research.
Our website is www.ghostlytalk.com.
Yeah.
And we're talking tonight with Nancy Miller Ogren,
mm-hmm.
author, intuitive, telling us about 2004, telling us about her books, telling mm-hmm. us just all kinds of cool stuff. And so welcome back, Nancy.
Thank you.
We were talking about Pathways...
Pathways of the Soul.
Of the Soul.
Nancy's first book.
Which is the book that comes with the cards and...
Accessories.
Yes.
That's the word I was looking for, accessories.
Yes, and Nancy was explaining how it treats the left brain, the right brain, and the it brings it all
so
together.
The whole person.
So that you can, your soul is better having done that program.
Well, Nancy, you have me sold on that. I think I'm going to go home and
I know somebody who has that.
Really?
Yes, I know somebody who has your book and collection there, and she actually bought it to sell in her store. So, but yeah, well, she found it on sale at a bookstore, and she's like, I've got to put this in my store. So she got it. So, yeah, I'm gonna have to go to the store and look at it, and I may end up just getting it because you know now that we've talked about it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I recognized it immediately as soon as I saw the picture of the cover of the book. It's unforgettable.
Yeah. Well, and it came out of the idea that if really your life's going to change, like we talked about earlier about imprinting, like I said, the out of cards, the pathways of the soul. So pathways out of are all those things in life we never want to address. Like chaos, drama, anger, wounding, despair, particularly chaos, drama. Chaos, drama is imprinted by your family of origin, and it becomes a habit, and it has nothing to do with your soul path.
I notice a lot of people thrive on drama and chaos.
And they don't know what to do if they don't have it, so even it's like an addiction. It is an addiction.
It is an addiction.
And so if you do get out of it, your addicted friends are going to bring you right back, or your addicted family. What are you going to talk about at Thanksgiving if you're not into chaos drama?
Exactly. I mean, it happens, and I'm the first one to say, you know, I am so sick of this stupid drama. Get away from me, you know.
Yep.
But sometimes there's nothing else to talk about. Unfortunately,
it really does leave a bit of a void. If
me
you
and
don't
my father complain
drama.
About work. We
yeah.
complain about work, how much we hate her. Well, my dad loves his job, so I just complain about my work to him. But he has his quirks also. But we complain. We complain about work. That's like our thing, you know. The other night, this is a perfect example of what you're talking about. Me and my roommate FJ, we were out having some sodas, you know. And we needed to get something to eat after we had some sodas, you know.
Right.
You know, and
you can say
it's about 3 o'clock in the morning, right? It's about 3 o'clock in the morning at this diner. So you can imagine the
Lindo's, right?
No.
Oh.
No.
Okay.
No,
White Castle.
No.
Belly Busters.
No, thank you. But we were just at this restaurant, and at 3 o'clock in the morning, there's we had a lot to talk about, but the rest of the people were just kind of like you either have like people who are getting ready to go to work, people who are coming from the bar or people who don't want to be there who are working there. So nobody's really in the highest of spirits at that time of the night. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, there's this table of young ladies sitting there that just came from the bar, too. And out of nowhere, this big guy, about the height of Will, big dude, just comes blowing through the door, kicks the door open, runs in, grabs one of these girls by her hair, and drags her out the door, right? Now, Tim and I, you know, BFJ and myself, we're like, well, you know, sorry to see that happen,
that's
whatever.
That's true love.
But everybody, but no.
He's going to come and drag her.
The thing
her
is,
hair,
though, is that everybody in the restaurant got so excited after that happened. Oh, we have to call the cops. We got to do this. We got to do that. Oh, my. And, like, Tim and myself, we're like, okay, we both had a couple of pops. Let's leave. So we're like, leaving. We're like, checking out. We don't want anything to do with it. And the lady at the counter, did you guys see that? That was so crazy. How much is the bill, please? And we left. We didn't want to do it. But, I mean, everybody got so excited, though, because that happened.
Because
I mean,
there was suddenly
there was some
chaos.
There was some chaos going
on.
I mean, out of nowhere, this big dude just runs in there and grabs this girl and drags her out the door. And, I mean, the cops were called and all that fun stuff. But it was exciting. Everybody was like, oh, I'm sorry, that guy's a jerk. I can't stand people like that. How would he put up with that? Which was another funny thing is the waitress did ask us, I can't believe how a woman would put up with something. You know, actually, she asked me, what kind of woman would put up with something like that? I'm like, a stupid one.
Now we're out of here. I mean, like, he had no choice. He had her by her hair.
Well, yeah, but
that's
the point,
like a weak point.
Everybody was so excited, though. And, like, you know,
it completely
some people can't
changed,
live without that.
It completely changed the aura, the feeling, the ambiance of the restaurant when something happened.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, unfortunately, something like that had to happen. But it got everybody, everybody's on the end of their seat now. Oh, we have to do this. We have to call the police. We have to help this person. Well, that person's already gone. What are you going to do?
Yeah, there's not much you can do.
Yeah, that's why we're like, okay, let's
just... But that's exactly what you're talking about, Nancy, is that what I assume is negativity is something people latch on to.
They do. And that's, again, why a whole family does it after... And that's that thing, that dynamic, the holiday dynamic. I mean, I 30 years every year around Thanksgiving, I have people call and say, you know, I don't want to go home, but I don't know what else to do because nothing ever changes. And so the piece is the person who decides, I'll do it differently. Whether anybody else does or not, I will. And like you say, the game is, ain't it awful? So the game of chaos drama is, ain't it awful?
Ain't it awful?
What's going on?
Ain't it awful what happened to that lady?
Yeah, you know, ain't it awful?
The best thing about when people are gossiping or, you know, talking about drama is when you keep changing the subject.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've done that.
I love doing that because you'll be like, you know, and then she did this and this and this. Hey, I went and bought some shoes today.
Yep.
I'm like, did you really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I call it books and movies.
What do you call it?
I call it books and movies.
Oh.
Yeah. Or how about them, whoever.
well, Karma, I mean, here's a perfect example, too. Last night when we were hanging out, we came back from the bar and we were just sitting there talking. And what did we talk about?
I don't remember. I had a buzz.
You know what we were talking about. We were talking about someone.
Your bedroom?
No.
You're always talking about my bedroom anyways. No, we were talking about a person that we're not a big fan of.
So
we both
were,
don't like. So we're just sitting there slamming.
You were dishing, huh?
And it felt good.
Oh, it felt wonderful. We both needed to get it off our chest. But, I mean, it was chaos drama. It was exactly what it was.
And that's the thing about life, though. If, like, what you guys are wanting to do and promote, that this goes back to the thing about personal progression, too, personal evolution. If you don't break the cycle and you want to get into things that you want to lift the vibration of the planet, how do you do that and then always go into the addiction, the collective addiction?
Exactly. Yeah.
But there has to be, because that is a pathway of the soul. That is something that has to happen, you know, because you've got the in and the out. There has to be. You have to also embrace that part of yourself, don't you?
I
haven't read your book.
You should acknowledge it, I think.
I'm just assuming that you have to acknowledge it and know it's there and use it to your advantage when you need to.
Well, absolutely, but not to the degree where you say we're going to expand to 40 markets. Let's just say I know you do it differently, but or you know whatever we got this.
Uh-huh.
And the first thing somebody you tell it to says, Well, that's going to be complicated, isn't it?
Instantly putting the negative shine on things.
There you go.
I know people who do that, yeah.
Yeah.
And the thing for you then is, this is where you change it. The thing you then do is go just like Carmen said, you go forward then with something else. You look at them and you don't go there. And if you're not, if the hook isn't in it, if you, they can't hook you, they aren't going to thrive. They don't get to suck all your blood out of your body.
They're going
to
feel like you're not listening and you can go.
You just go on. And you say, and then this is going to happen and da 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 da. And yes, I understand about people. I know, I still have situations in my life that have to be talked about. We all do.
Yeah.
But the way I try to talk about it is, okay, this event with this person has happened. I don't want to go where that person is. So I'm basically going to agree to the premise they're in, but I'm not going to agree to go into the energy they're in.
So you're going to stay outside of the...
As the observer.
Yes.
Okay. Well,
that's brilliant.
Thing I would think about, like you said a minute ago, Doug, we kind of have to acknowledge that. And that's how you'd resolve an issue in your life.
Absolutely.
You have to acknowledge
absolutely.
That.
I don't live under my bed in a, and I'm not Pollyanna.
Mm-hmm.
I also have my boundaries. I'm not going to have everybody's chaos drama in me, ever. I'm not going to do it.
And that explains a lot, because if you look around at just, let's say, mainstream media today.
Yes.
I one of my side jobs I do, I hate going into the building, because every time I walk in there, they have a bar, and there's big TVs everywhere.
Oh, and they've got the news.
No,
and
they'll have one of the talk shows on.
Oh.
And somebody's brother, sister's, boyfriend's, uncle's, great uncle Peter is a father of somebody's brother, sister's, boyfriend's, uncle's.
Does it rhyme with ringer?
No, whatever. Oh. Yeah, sure, fine. We can say that one. But, I'm the first person. Can somebody please turn this off? I don't want to look at this. Yeah, I think it's bad for my brain, personally.
First of all, you've seen it before. You've heard it before.
Well, yeah, I think it's there's no intellectual value to it whatsoever.
Well, there's no intellectual, spiritual, or any kind of value to it.
The thing is, though, is it's on there for a reason. It's paying somebody's bills.
It is.
And plus, you know what I hate about those shows? They never get to hit each other because of the bouncers. What fun is that?
I know. Some of those shows, though, could be pay-per-view. I mean, there's so many people out there looking
but
to thrive
in
that.
The point is, though, is that people, there's some people that just have nothing going on in their life. So in order to fill that void, so to say.
Or they want to make their life seem better by watching it.
That's the only purpose I'd have, is like, okay, I'm having a bad day, I'm just going to turn on this show and see that there's people on this planet that are way more screwed up than I'll ever be.
Right.
So
sometimes you need that. You need to see, you complain about an accident that you've had or you lost your job, and then you see a story about someone who lost both of their legs. And
well, yeah. I mean, the main thing is that people need this chaos drama. Some people need it at all times in their life. They have to have something to complain about.
Those are the addicted people.
That's the drug that Nancy's talking about. Am I correct, Nancy?
Yeah, absolutely. That's it's a pattern so imprinted that, you really almost think there's no way to do it differently. But it really, really, like I said, the observer realizes that there's no point in investing. You guys did it real well in the restaurant. You as the observers, got up and said, this has nothing to do with me, and left.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's in life, it's the same thing. You may not be able to get up because, it's the dinner table Thanksgiving day, but you don't have to add to it, and you don't have to chastise people that, for instance, you always say that to me. You don't need to do that.
Mm-hmm. You know what I do when I'm hearing people gossiping or the drama, and they're saying, I can't believe she did that. I always try to bring the other side of why she might have. Just, you guys don't know what she had going on in her life,
But
isn't that in itself?
It right there?
No, sometimes fuels it.
It's not, it's fueling for an argument, but I like to do that to, make people think that, you're not in her shoes, so maybe think of it, that way. I know it's probably just as bad as, sitting there and agreeing with it, but I tend to stick up for people a lot.
I like to just get up and leave. I really do. That's what we do a lot now. Like Nancy just mentioned, we got up and left. We got up and left. I really don't try to even... I mean, maybe we're visionaries or something, Doug. Maybe we are.
I don't know. I just stay out of it. Yeah.
I don't want to even deal with it. It's just I have enough headaches in my life just living every day.
But you can't just get up and leave at all times, like she was saying.
I do. What I do with my dinner. Well, friends in my life.
You're right.
I've said to them, and they know I mean it. I say to them, particularly if they're chaos drama people, I just say, I'd love to go to lunch with you, but I won't spend that time. I won't spend that time doing Ain't It Awful. I just won't. And so think a lot before we get to the restaurant about what you want to talk about, because if it's going to be crap, I'm not staying. And they actually are enjoying it. I mean, I know it's harsh, but it's like, I got to make this line in the sand. This is my time. You know, if I'm out to lunch with, that's my relaxing time.
Uh-huh.
I do not want to hear, you know, little buddies got D's and boy are we mad.
Well, that does make it is ironic if you think about it. I mean, like you just said, I don't want to spend my time my relaxing time,
yeah,
stressing myself out some more about stuff that probably really isn't that big of a deal in the first place, really.
Yeah.
In reality, lots of people do that though.
I say that to the ladies at work. Okay, I do not enjoy my job, and there's a lot of drama, a lot of gossiping, and I'm pretty much to myself. They're like, we're going out to the bar on the weekend. Would you like to go? I'm like, no. On the weekend, I get away from this place. I do not want to be around you guys.
Well, powwow with people at work is my favorite thing to do.
No.
Yeah, right.
I agree. We should have a work outing. We should all go bowling together. I spend 12 hours a day with you.
Exactly.
I don't want to spend any more time with you than I have to.
Why would you want to go bowling with them and say, like, you get a little too drunk? And then they're going to talk about it at work. You was a mess.
It's work ethics.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good point, though, Nancy. Why would you want to spend the time...
with the people who are negative.
Yeah, that they're just going to make you angrier, and you're not going to feel relaxed at all. Maybe that's why I don't ever feel rested anymore.
Well, that's what I was going to say. When do you get to configure your own energy? It's so important. It's so important that you have the time. Whether if you're real busy, at least that there's got to be a space where you know you're just reconfiguring and regrouping and getting yourself centered. 10 minutes. 10 minutes is good, but then it can be destroyed if somebody walks in and says, "Oh my God, did you hear about such and so?"
Mm-hmm.
That could explain a lot of things that are going on in the world today. It really could, because a lot of people, I think that's the biggest problem, is a lot of people spend 8 to 10 to 12 hours a day at work where, let's be honest with each other, it isn't the happiest practice we have in our daily lives. And I think a lot of people don't leave it at the door when they leave work for the day.
No.
They'll have something bad happen to them. And with the way,
and they'll carry it into their
the way the job market is in the United States right now, for example.
Right.
I know me, for example. I'm on the shopping block every day. I walk into the office.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to. I mean, that's something I have no choice. I have to think ahead. I have a mortgage to pay. I have all these things to pay for. And if I'm out of work, I just can't go. Well, you know, at one point I'm like, well, you get to a point where you get numb and you say, well, I could lose my job at any time. I'm not going to spend my whole time here developing an ulcer in my stomach over it, okay? But I also have to look ahead and go, all right, what happens if this does, if they do drop the axe on me? What am I going to do? So that's kind of fueling that right there, that chaos drama in itself.
And that's where you go, really, and it's always really simple. It's actually asking that question, then have three choices of what you think might be the first three things you do, and then just file them away in probability or possibility and let it go.
Ah,
you know?
That's exactly it right there.
That I have my plan B all the time. And so I have the plan B. Okay, then everything is going to really be, I'm going to be able to access it and handle it.
So you just file it away in your mental filing cabinet.
Because that's the imprint of, oh my God, that's another game. and so you're playing oh my God and then feeling trapped. Okay, so you have a plan B, and you're going to that chosen, and then again, this is what you're doing in the meantime. But you're there, so don't make it a big damn deal.
Exactly. That's the message for today right there. Let it go.
Yeah.
Really, it is. And that's what a lot of people don't do. I am the king of that.
Speaking of letting it go, though, we're almost to the end of the show. Nancy, let's plug your website and your books and stuff.
Oh, good. Okay. NancyOgren.com. And it's O-G-R-E-N.
Yeah.
Excellent.
And we have it linked up on the Ghostly Talk site. If you go to the homepage, if you go, you'll see it right in the front there. You'll see Nancy Ogren, her name.
And of course, it'll be listed in our guest links for posterity.
So if you want to find Nancy and you forgot the URL or you didn't listen to the show and you're interested in checking her site out, go to the Ghostly Talk site. You can link directly off of us.
Yes, you can. And the book and the Moonwise Journal day book that shows your new moons and full moons and explains all about how to use that. That's on the website also.
Yeah.
Also, I have PayPal on there. You can sign up for a session with me if you want an astrology chart or a reading.
Uh-huh.
You can sign up through the website and then I'll email you and you can email me your birth information. We'll do it. It's $95 and we do it and I send you a tape and the chart.
Excellent.
Excellent. You get a tape, too. Good.
I know. That's the coolest
thing. That's the coolest part.
You get all this cool stuff from Nancy, you know? There's it's like multimedia tape, there's the book,
everywhere.
The cards with the book. And
then
the
2 weeks later, she shows up at your door.
You're doing all the stuff.
Potential, and they won't snap out of their bullshit.
Yeah. It'll be like, that's it.
Hey, that's the truth.
You are not going to lunch with me ever again.
That's it right there. We are going to have to call it a day here, though. Unfortunately,
I know because this was. I did want to talk about the new moon, full moon stuff because that we talk about that on our website all the time.
Yeah.
Because a lot of us are in call centers.
Oh yeah! Oh yeah!
And we know. I listen to talk radio all the time, and I listen to this. There's a segment out of Texas from the University of Texas at Austin called Stardate. And they tell you what's in the heavens right now and where you can look and stuff like that. And here they did just 2 days ago. They did a thing on there were studies about the full moon and it doesn't affect people or dogs or things like that. And I'm like,
yeah, ask a call center.
Yeah, I don't think they work in a call center because it does affect people. And I wanted to talk about that. We missed it, but I'm sure is on
Nancy,
the website.
If you want to come back, we'll have you back again.
That'd be great.
We'd love to.
That would be awesome.
We're just
going to
go 3 hours.
Yeah, we're going to expand Ghostly Talk.
Yeah. New rule, corporate rule.
Yeah.
Up the ladder.
But thank you, Nancy.
Thank you.
Yeah, hang on the line, Nancy. We're just going to close the show out. We'll talk to you for a minute after the show, too, okay?
And so, this is Ghostly Talk.
Anyway.
Our website is www.ghostlytalk.com. We're live on Pioneer from 7 p.m. till 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Sunday nights.
On Sunday nights. So we'll see you again next week. Our upcoming schedule is all guests for a couple of months.
Yeah, we're booked solid.
Fascinating, wonderful guests, and tune in.
We'd like to thank Nancy for coming on the show today, too.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm Scott L.
I'm Doug.
And this is Karma saying, save a drama for your mama.
No.
Awesome.
You guys have a good week. We'll talk to you soon.
Talk to you next week.
True science will not deny the existence of things because they cannot be weighed and measured. It will rather lead us to believe that the wonders and subtleties of possible existence surpass all that our mental powers allow us clearly to perceive.
We must ignore no existence whatsoever. We may variously interpret or explain its meaning and origin, but if a phenomenon does exist, it demands some kind of explanation.
A quote from the Principles of Science, William Stanley Jevons, 1835.